So with Shavuos coming up, well, let's discuss the Luchos for a minute. The Gemara talks about we know the Luchos were kept in the Aron, and there's a discussion about the Shivrei Luchos, the Luchos that Moshe Rabbeinu broke. So the discussion whether the Shivrei Luchos were put into the Aron itself, or did they have a separate Aron for it. Either way, they weren't thrown in the garbage. They were put into the Aron Kodesh. So the discussion is whether they had its own Aron or they're together. So my nafka mina, what's the difference? Who cares? Whether besides, knowing what happened, my nafka mina, if the Shivrei Luchos were put into the Aron or not. So there's different levels of Kedusha. There's something called a Gufa Kedusha, like a Sefer Torah. Tefillin, mezuzah, the kaf itself, that's Gufa Kedusha. Then there's on that second level called Tashmishei Kedusha. That's something that touches Kedusha. Let's say like the manto on the Sefer Torah, the mezuzah cover, if you have saran wrap, it's the saran wrap, could be even, the thing that's touching. So Tashmishei Kedusha. Right, and then there's the
They're
third.
upstairs, maybe?
What?
They're in the upstairs.
Oh, check. Good.
Okay.
Oh, you don't have one on this door?
No.
Oh, and Tashmish to Tashmish is the third level. It's like it's further removed. It's like it's not touching. It's or like Tashmishei Mitzvah. Like the halacha is, after you finish shaking the lulav and esrog, it has, after circus is over, it has no kedusha. You have to do it there a cover. The minhag is people do things with the esrog anyway, with jelly, and but really, strictly speaking, you could throw it out or the shofar is finished. It doesn't have any kedusha after the mitzvah is over. So,
The actual shofar not
right,
finished.
once it's finished, so if, let's say, it breaks or something and you can't use it anymore, so then strictly speaking, you could throw it in the garbage. So the difference between Tashmishei Kedusha and Tashmishei Mitzvah is Tashmishei Mitzvah Nigvarem, you bury. Tashmishei Kedusha Nigvarem, Tashmishei Mitzvah you could just throw out. So in fact, there's a discussion about Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Let's say, what's the status of a tefillin bag? Because while the tefillin bag, so the actual batim are in those things, but what about the Ritzuas? Which some of them have the shin, a dalid, they have letters on it. So Rashi says the letters are considered Gufa Kedusha, and therefore the tefillin bag is like Tashmishei Kedusha. And Tosfos says, no, that's not considered goof. That's Tashmishei Kedusha. And so we're machmir that if we throw out a tefillin bag, we put it into Sheamus. But so those are different levels. So there's a discussion about the question is, let's say you have a puzzle Sefer Torah, and are you allowed to put it back into the Aron Kodesh? Because Malam HaKodesh Ve'Imo Ridin, you go up in Kedusha. So the issue would be is, what happened to the Shivrei Luchos? Where were the Shivrei Luchos? But if the Shivrei Luchos were put in together with the, put into the Aron together with the regular Luchos, so then we see then that we learn how you could put a puzzle Sefer Torah into the Aron Kodesh. If it has a separate Aron, that means you can't put it together. But we paskin that we do put a puzzle Sefer Torah. That's because we assume a puzzle Sefer Torah has the same Kedusha as a regular Sefer Torah, just maybe just you can't read from it, but it still has the same inherent Kedusha. In fact, there's a discussion about what's the status of the Aron Kodesh. Because the Aron Kodesh, what would you say the Aron Kodesh should be? Tashmishei Kedusha or Tashmish to Tashmish?
Version.
Tashmishei Kedusha? So that's what it is. Gemara is called it Tashmishei Kedusha. But the question is, but why? If you put it in, the Sefer Torah is already covered already, so it's never really touching the Aron Kodesh itself. So therefore the question is why? So some say,
Daddy?
yeah.
Are you coming?
Yeah, I'll be up in a minute.
My water cup is there, okay?
Okay. So some say, because Then in the olden days, they only had one cover. They put the Sefer Torahs in naked, so they touched it itself. They want to say that's why the Gemara says it's Tashmi Shei Kedusha, but with Zman HaZeh, it's considered Tashmi Shei Mitzvah. But we don't paskin like that. We paskin it's Tashmi Shei Kedusha. So how come? So either because some say, like the breastplate on top of the Sefer Torah, that's considered Tashmi Shei Kedusha. It doesn't touch the actual Torah. But anything done to adorn or covered Sefer Torah, that has a din of Tashmi Shei Kedusha. The Aron is done for the cover of the Sefer Torah, so therefore it's going to touch Tashmi Shei Kedusha. Or the others point out, the Atzei Chayim, the things on the bottom, touch the Aron Kodesh, so therefore maybe that's why it's Tashmi Shei Kedusha. But we assume it's Tashmi Shei Kedusha either for one of those reasons. And there's a further machokas, Svarim shranks, Svarim shelves. Because a sefer is a kufa kedusha, the Aruch HaShulchan says the shranks have a din of Tashmi Shei Kedusha. You
and
can't
if you
do it.
Use a svarim?
What?
Even if you don't use a svarim?
Right, it doesn't make a difference. And Mishnah Brura says, okay, since they all have covers, so therefore it's considered Tashmi Shei Kedusha. That's what we assume. Because one thing, you know, a lot of people like just taking the shemos and leaving them in shul. It's a lot less more conspicuous when you carry your shelf and you leave it in the shul. And right, but that's the minig is not to. But that's the status of we can continue, so I gotta go back up. But that's the question of the Shivrei Luchos and the Luchos, whether they're put together in the Aron Kodesh, depends on whether you can put a pasul Sefer Torah. Well, Lachu we assume you can, because we assume a pasul Sefer Torah is the same Kedusha as a regular one. You guys always keep anywhere.